Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Originally, I was going to have a show with an author this week. I had it all lined up, but he forgot about the interview. So we'll probably do it next week. But I thought it was really interesting because I've looked at so much for so long. I can see how things kind of tie together. He did research and he wrote a book about 1974 era, Richard Nixon stepping down, resigning because of Watergate. Gerald Ford pardoned him so he wouldn't be the first president to go to jail. And would have been the only president. So part of this is about what happened that allowed Nelson Rockefeller to become vice president. And I've heard some things over the years that, you know, you wonder if there's any truth about Rockefeller. And he seems to uncover, he claims to, and we'll find out, that there was some, I don't know if I'd call it conspiracy, but some shady things, perhaps, that were going on that allowed Rockefeller to step in. There was almost like a law created that allowed him to step in as vice president. And then you wonder, well, why would they want him to be vice president? And unless there was a bigger agenda. And I always think there is. And I think if you can step back and look that and realize that there's a lot of manipulation going on. There's a lot of things that we're not aware of that are going on. And we may never find out all of it, but we can find out some of it. We're living in a time of great truth. Truth is coming out about many things. So what I see happening, and this is just another one of those things that's a piece of the bigger puzzle, things that have happened in our history that we're not aware of, but they're going to come out, a lot of these things, and it may take years. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I think the truth eventually, we're going to know all of it someday. I guess when we pass, we'll have the ability to know all of it. Maybe if we can tap into that while we're alive, that higher consciousness, maybe then. It doesn't really matter. It's going to come forward. So I found it interesting, and I wanted to have the show this week, but we'll do it next week because it really fits into the bigger slice of the pie, I believe. And maybe it gets people to start thinking more than just what they see. So, because a lot of people accept what they see as reality. And then there are a lot of you that jump the gun and everything you hear is a conspiracy. And I think, like everything, we need to be balanced. Look at it, listen to it, see if you can find more to back it up. And if not, just file it away. Think of it as a possibility. Some of you will dismiss it without even looking at it. Well, it's just a bunch of garbage. Maybe it is. How do you know if you don't entertain the idea that it could be possible? Some of you will say, well, it's possible, and you'll just leave it there, and you won't go any further. And so you're going to be stuck with that the rest of your life. You're never going to go any further because you don't want to take the steps to go further. You want somebody else to do it for you, or you don't have time for it. Whatever I used to be like all that. That's how I know. If you don't take the steps, you're not going to find more answers. And it really is tied into the bigger picture of who we are as beings and what we're doing here. That's why I bring these things up. So maybe next week we'll find out some really interesting things, or maybe not. What I wanted to talk about then this week instead was about finding your voice and rediscovering your own power. Because so many people, myself included, have given it up. And we don't understand that. You don't even realize it, your power. You give it up to others. And we think, well, no, this is just the way the world runs, and this is the truth about this. Really? Have you done homework? Have you checked it out for yourself? Or does it not ring true to you, but you still follow it because you don't want to go against what everybody else believes, even though it doesn't serve you, even though sometimes it doesn't make sense? So I've learned, and it took me a long time to do this, to just go with what feels right with me. That only seems to make sense. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, I never would hurt anybody. As long as it doesn't hurt me, hurt others, why not? Why not entertain the possibility of other things being true, especially if it rings true in your heart? And I think that's where we always have to find it. let it ring true in your heart. So what I've noticed recently, I've had a couple of people talk to me about some things, and they have this issue of speaking their truth, and I have that issue sometimes too, because I don't want to ruffle feathers, or you just get frustrated, you don't know how to approach it, and you let emotion get involved, and that doesn't seem to help. And then on top of that, reclaiming your power. Those are the two main things, and I won't be real long on this. It's not going to be a long show. And I'm not an expert, okay? I'm not an expert, so I don't pretend I have all the... These are just observations, things I've learned. And also things I've learned from my guests that are very knowledgeable, very enlightened. And I guess, you know, they keep telling me that I'm enlightened, so maybe I got to start believing some of that too, that I've learned some things over the years. But I try not to... I stay away from patting myself on the back, because I really believe the way back to who we are, the way back to God, is to be humble. And so I know I'm humble, but there's times, like any of us, we can get tempted to think we're a little more than what we should be. This doesn't mean we shouldn't believe in ourselves. There's a fine line there. So I guess I'm not a dummy when it comes to all this stuff, but there are people that are more experienced or educated or have abilities at this point. Not saying that I can't be that way as well, but I have, over the last 25 years, put a lot of this stuff together, which most people haven't. So I guess I'm an expert in that department. And I don't just fall for anything. I read about it. I research it. I let it ring true in my soul. I try to find ways to support it through others. So what I'm talking about is, we live in a world that is built on control. Governments, teachers over us, masters over us, parents. We don't like control, neither do we. We don't like it. I don't like it. But there has to be some boundaries. We can't just do whatever we want. But what I'm talking about is the way it's set up. We live on a planet where there's control that's been that way for thousands of years, I believe. And the reason it's been like that, because when you control somebody else, it's almost like you absorb their energy. You ever notice that? So you feel drained when somebody's standing over you, controlling you? Or do you feel good when maybe you have the upper hand on someone else? That's energy, transference. And we're seeking that because we don't understand how to have our own energy. And that has to come from within. And that is God. And that is the source. And then when we draw that in, we realize, I don't need somebody else's energy. I don't need to control anybody. This is what it really is about to me. And this is, again, the bigger picture. And so this world has been like this for a long time, and it's built on that. And there are those that don't want it to crumble. It's just a matter of fact, it's going to crumble, because the earth shift is going to bring these things forward. I believe. I strongly believe. So whether you want this or not, it's going to change. And what can you do? If you're scratching your head now saying, I'm tired of being controlled, how do you gain your power back? Speaking your truth. Know what your truth is. Speak it. You don't have to yell it at people. You don't have to get angry about it. Matter of fact, sometimes I do. The enlightened host is not so enlightened when it comes to that. Sometimes he gets a little upset when he sees people doing things that are not nice things to other people. I feel this great need to defend others or help others. And this comes from what I'm told, a warrior spirit. I have a warrior spirit. And this warrior has lived on this planet many times before. And this warrior, this is all what I've been told, and I feel it. This warrior has been in many physical battles. And so now I'm a warrior of peace. So I've got to find a way to combine that, so that I speak my truth, stand strong, but I don't have to yell it, and I don't have to get upset about it. And I'm emotional on top of that. I'm an emotional guy. I always have been. And is that a good thing? I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's good to have emotions, good to feel things, but they have to be balanced out, like everything around us. When we balance them out, we're truly in the state that we need to be. And so we're being taught balance. We're being taught to reclaim our power, because we give it up so easily, many of us. And think about it. Think about the people in your life that control you, that you have to answer to. You know, there was the old saying that, and this is so true, that why is it that when a man, before he gets married, he does what he wants? But when he, after he gets married, somebody asks him a question, he's got to look at his wife. You know, it's kind of a joke. And it's like, that's true, because a lot of guys will give up their power to their spouse, and the guy says, well, let's go fishing. The guy will have to look at his wife to get approval because he doesn't want her mad, or vice versa. You know, the woman will look at him. And this is what we do in relationships. This is what we do where we work, the countries we live in. And what I see, the great thing about this is change is coming. We're not going to continue to go down this road because it's not right. So we're going to start reclaiming our power. This doesn't mean power over someone else. It's power of self. You're going to start speaking your truth, and you're going to stop letting people trample on you. So many people try to be pleasers. I used to do this as well. We want to please others because we really don't respect and love ourselves. I believe that's the number one reason. Could be other reasons. But when you love yourself in a healthy way, you don't need others' approval. And you don't give up your power because you recognize it. This is my power. God gave me this power. I don't want to give it up. Nor should I have to for anyone else. Nor should they have to do it for me. So we can eventually, there will come a day when we all will recognize each other's power, and we will stop trying to steal it for our own personal use. It makes us feel better. You know, I look at people in management. Very good example. A lot of people that I've worked with in management, and I used to be in management, and I didn't understand it, so I did some of that stuff. They want control. A lot of people get into management because they want control. Matter of fact, I don't know, do all people get into it for that? Do all people try to be leaders because they want to be control? Are you really trying to help us, or is it about your ego and controlling others? And I think a lot of them are in it for that reason. And they do that because they love the attention, they love the power, and they don't love themselves. Because if you truly love yourself, none of that stuff matters. None of it does, the way I feel, the way I look at it. And I used to be into all that. Oh, well, I've got to climb the ladder and be in. I don't want to deal with that headache anymore. I wouldn't want to be in charge over a group of people. I see no purpose. Just like I see no purpose in really drawing attention to myself. I do this because I feel this is the need. This is what I've chosen the broadcasting field. But I'm kind of a reluctant to do these things because I no longer care about the limelight or spotlight. There was a time I did. I thought it was great. Look at this. Now, if I didn't have to do this, which I feel I'm compelled to do because I made this choice before I came here, and I was, you know, we have two paths. The one we choose, or some people say the one that God chooses for us, and the one we have when we get here, and we can change it while we're here. And I agree with that completely. So I guess I chose this, so I guess I'm going to follow through. And maybe there'll come a day when I say, you know what, I don't need to. And I feel this great desire in the last few years to have this show to allow other people to express truths and to maybe help other people out. We're coming into this. The whole reason I did this show was to allow people the opportunity to wake up at their own pace and not push things too hard, to take it in a kind of a softer way and let people pick and choose what they like. And I don't like anybody kind of forcing anything down my throat, and I'm guessing you don't like it either. So there are programs out there. I used to listen to Art Bell and Coast to Coast, and I love that stuff. And then after a while, I realized a lot of it's hype. Nothing against Art. I like Art, but, you know, he hypes up things a lot. I so much more like George Norrie, because he's just relaxed with his approach. But even then, you wonder, you know, how do they bring things on there to try to hype it up? Because they have to have a show, and you got to have listeners, and there's pressure to continue to keep that up. I really trust George Norrie. I like the way he does things. But I don't ever want to be in a position where I have to do something because I've got to get more listeners. Or I have to have, you know, I just checked my listings, my site, and I have up, it says now, last month I had 20,000 people coming to my site. I don't know how many people listen to my show. So maybe people are getting something from this. And if they're not, if there's one person listen, I really don't worry about it. It's not that I don't care about it. It's just not a, so what, you know, big deal. So maybe I'm just talking to myself about all this. But I know there's hits on different shows, so that tells me some things as well. We get quite a few hits and we get things like that. And you're more than welcome to express an opinion. Feel free to leave a post with your comments. I'd like to hear it. Maybe you could be a guest, like I've said before. This is not about just me or people that I align with. If you have something to say and that you do it in a way that's respectful, then I'd be willing to listen. Why not? How else would we learn in our society if we don't listen to? Maybe Congress, if they listen to each other, right? But I think there's more to that, too, going on than what we're being told. There always is. There's a lot of, you know, we look at this, where we're at right now in this nation with our, what they call Obamacare. And you wonder, you know, I think, you know, what I don't like about it, being forced to pay for something that should be my choice whether I want it or not. I love the fact that we could possibly help everybody and get them some kind of health care. But also the issue that is being ignored here completely is that, do we really need it? I've had people on my show that have told you we could probably be all a lot healthier if we took care of our bodies and had natural products. There would be a lot less drugs being prescribed. And I know some of you need drugs to survive, and that's fine. But it's almost like the natural industry is being squashed because there's more money to be made and they're more powerful, the pharmaceutical companies. So we allow, you know, our media only seems to cover certain things. They don't tell us the whole, everything that's going on. That's what I see. So we're being fooled, I think, to think that this is the only way to do it. And the Democrats are standing steady and they won't give in. And the Republicans are standing steady. And it's like they both are not telling us the whole truth, I don't believe. And they both probably have an agenda. But I don't like the idea of something being forced on me that I may not even be able to afford. And I always look at it like, you know, and maybe this is the wrong way to look at it. If I die tomorrow, so what? I go on. So if I didn't have health care, it's nice to have, but there may come a day that none of us can afford it. You know, we can't keep going down the road we're going. And this kind of socialized health care is not necessarily better. If just look at the countries where they have it. My mom was well aware of it because my aunt lived in Germany and went through that, and they had to wait and they had to wait and they had to wait. And this is what becomes of it. And so people in Canada come to the United States to get operations because they don't want to wait. And now the United States is going to become socialized. So I don't know. I hope it's something better. I don't believe it will be. I believe it's more control. And this is what I'm talking about. Do you want to give up your power by letting others control you? Here's a good example. I see this with senior citizens. And if you have a parent that's older, I can understand your concern, but maybe you're not doing them any favors. A senior citizen is starting to get up there in years, and they're a little bit feeble, and you're worried about them. And the thing is, when you start telling them, you can't take care of yourself anymore, I need to go in a home. And I think there's times you don't have a choice, you know? But when somebody has dementia, I mean, they obviously can't. But if you're worried about them doing daily things, you have to let go of that, in my opinion, because the minute you start intruding on that and taking away their power, they will start to become feeble and they will die quicker than they would if you just let them be. And they may hurt themselves, but you can't live their life for them, I don't believe. Would you want somebody living the life for you? We know what's best for you, so we're going to tell you, TJ, to stop doing this. We're going to put you in a padded room so you can't hurt yourself. But I'm not that old. Well, we think you're old enough. Imagine if that was thrown on you. How would you feel about that? And so this is the way we treat a lot of our seniors. And they may in no way be close to being ready for something like that. But we are so worried about them. And so when you do that, whatever you put on somebody and you start pulling things away from them, you take away their power. And then they become that. They become helpless. Just like the husband who has to look at his wife because he's so afraid of being yelled at by her. He gives up his power. Do you see what I'm saying? The same with children. You know, I was raised that the parents were always in charge. They knew best. Always listened to them. I gave up my power. And in a lot of ways, we need to have somebody that, when we're growing up, that lays down the guidelines and we can turn to for knowledge and respect that knowledge. But on the other hand, children have a lot of wisdom and they can make decisions. So when we empower them, we find that, especially nowadays, they can do things that we never thought possible. And so I've rearranged my thinking on all that, that they need to be empowered as well. Everybody should be empowered. And when we do that, we have a society, instead of being dependent, that becomes independent. And we don't need as much. There's still going to be some people that have physical challenges that are going to need some help. But even those people, look at those people that you know that have physical challenges. A lot of those people, they want to do it for themselves. They don't want you to open a door. Maybe they don't mind the help, but a lot of them, they want to do it for themselves because they know they're giving up their power and they want to regain it. And it's important because when you give up your power, you become enslaved in some ways, maybe in a lot of ways. And do you want to continue to be that? So you need to find your voice. And I've had experiences with this, a couple of people, myself included. Let me tell you a story. I was talking to a woman at work, and she was upset about some things. And I said, well, do you think it's worth speaking up about? And if you do, then you need to find your voice and speak the truth. And she said, I don't know. I don't know when to do it. And I run into the same thing. So don't you think this is odd? This is synchronicity. This is the universe lining things up. That same day, after I left work and talked to her about it, and of course, I'm always battling this in my head. When do I speak up? Because there are some things that go on. Okay, maybe they're minor. But they hurt other people, and you wonder. And after a while, you let them build up, you know. So I go to the grocery store, do my shopping, which I do every Monday usually right after work. And this young girl with her mom and her brother comes in, and she looks right at me. I mean, she's staring at me. The mom and brother are kind of just doing their thing. And I thought, this is kind of weird. So I smiled at her. I went on. Next row, I see her again, and she's looking at me. And I thought, this is... I've come to see these things enough times in my life to know that this is a sign of some sort. Something is going on here. The universe is up to something. And so, sure enough, later on I go by the deli. I see the mother and the son. The son's saying that he wants to go somewhere, and she says, no, you stay close to me. But the girl is gone. Now, she might have been a little older, but she still was maybe 8 years old. So I walk around away from the deli, and I see the little girl... And this is really, it's funny. The little girl is sitting over by this. They got a big salad bar. And it's all, you know, with the glass thing. And it's a huge, long. They could put out all kinds of stuff on a salad that you want. She's over there stuffing her mouth, reaching as many different things as she can. Cucumbers, tomatoes, whatever. She's stuffing them in her mouth. And I look at her, and she sees me, and she kind of stops for a moment. And I do nothing. Because here was a chance. The universe was telling me, here's your chance. You want to speak up? You want to have your power? Here you go. I just set it up for you. And on her end, she's saying, I shouldn't be doing this. This is what her soul says. This is what I think her soul says. I shouldn't be doing this. Here's your chance to show me right from wrong. Please do so. And I did nothing because I'm worried about the mother might go ballistic in this day and age. You don't know how parents are going to react. And I'm in a hurry. So I don't take the time, but I really should have just went over and real gently said, you probably don't want to do that because you get in trouble for that, okay? And if she would have given me, you know, just like she wasn't going to listen, I probably also should have went and talked to her mom. Now, here's where you go, okay, how is the mother going to react? The mother, even if she wouldn't have been happy with me, she would have said, okay, thanks, or whatever. Chances are she wouldn't have went ballistic, depending how I approach her, right? And then the third thing would have probably been to do, and I don't know if I'd have done this. The first two I definitely should have done. The third one I should have went to the store. Probably would have been the thing to do because, but I don't want these people Well, then again, you know, would you want to go eat in a salad bar after a little kid is licking their fingers? And I don't know if I'd want to do that. I probably won't be using that salad bar. But on the other hand, probably the right thing to do also would have been tell the store and say, and not that I want her banned or humiliated, but we all have lessons that we need to learn. And it's almost like people are put in your path to help you learn those lessons. When I was 4 years old, being the perfect person that I am, by the way, I've never done anything wrong, except for several times in my life. When I was 4 years old, I went into a five and dime store that was in Norway, where I grew up. We lived out in the country. So mom went into the store. I wanted to go with her, obviously. And usually that meant I could get some candy. I think I asked her to get candy, and she said no. I'm 4 years old. I remember this lesson good. So I was not real happy, so I decided to steal a big piece of candy, like a, not a gumball, yeah, kind of like a gumball. And so I know it's wrong, because she taught me that. And she's an incredible lady. Very, you know, very fair, very fair. And so I get out in the car, and we're starting to drive back, and I pop the gumball in my mouth, and she goes, "Where'd you get that?" She said, "Did you pay for that?" I said, "No." Of course, I had the gumball in my mouth, so it was more like, "Wrong." Anyway, she drove, turned back, and she did the right thing. And she brought me in there, and I had to apologize, and I had to pay for it, and it wasn't a great lesson. Now, if she wouldn't have done anything, what kind of person would I be today? How would I have raised my son? So it's like the universe sets these things up, so we do speak up. But the great thing about my mom is that she didn't yell. She didn't get mad. She just told me, "That's wrong. We're going back. This is what we're going to do." And at the time, it was a horrible thing. It was a horrible thing to go through. But I realized it was one of the greatest lessons I could have learned. Thank you. Thank you, Mom Spirit, the mother that was my spirit, the woman that chose to be my, or that was my mother in this lifetime. She was very wise like that. And so here's an opportunity. And I was always like that with my son, too. It's like I showed him, you can't do this because this is going to happen. But I've changed because it seems like I've just gotten more lenient because our society has. And in a way, that's really good. We shouldn't jump on people for every little thing. But on the other hand, there's times when you do need to find your voice. Otherwise, again, you become enslaved in a way because you let people trample on you. And also, sometimes it's good to stand up. And also, what would you do? Where do you draw the line? If somebody was being attacked and beaten, would you have your voice then? Would you do something? Probably yes, right? If somebody was being verbally attacked, would you have your voice then? I don't know if I would, because I would want to see, maybe I don't know all the facts. And sometimes people yell at each other, and they're only words. And words have power. I guess it depends. I'm not going to stick my nose in somebody else's business. I don't believe I can save the world. But I would, if there was a physical confrontation, certainly try to help somebody, right? I think we all would think that way, at least. So it's a fine line, you know? If I saw somebody do something that was illegal and it hurt somebody else, I think, you know, then I think you have to speak up, right? It's always kind of a judgment thing on all that stuff. But I think the universe is always, it's always kind of given us a test. Here's a chance. And so many people today, I see more than ever before, are afraid to do that because we know that some people will go ballistic. But maybe we still need to do that at times in a very gentle way, stand up to others. And strong, too. That doesn't mean we have to be weak. Strong. And that's also helping us find our voice. And if you want to continue to be mopped around the floor, then go ahead. If that's what you want to live, that's your choice, and there's nothing wrong with it. If that's what you like. But if you want to find a way to find your voice and maybe lead a happier life, because I'll tell you what, when I didn't have my voice and I was controlled by others, totally unhappy. I'm totally at peace now because the people around me respect me because I demand that. And I also treat them that way because they deserve that. And so you almost have to, it's the state of mind that you're in. And when you develop that, others around you will treat you accordingly. However you view yourself, And this is the law of attraction, really. However you view yourself is how others will treat you. So I'm just of the opinion that, you know what? I'm just not going to tolerate it, and I'll probably walk away if I don't like it, you know? And it's not me. I think it's you, because you're trying to control me. I have love in my heart for you, but I'm just not going to let you control me. And so much of that goes on. And then, you know, I find also that a lot of us, and this deals with something that I'm working on this weekend, a lot of us kind of live in fear. And it could be several different things that cause fear. Fear of the paranormal, fear of the unknown, fear of what others will think, fear, 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 fear. And what fear does, fear of not being accepted, that holds us back too. We want to be loved. And the thing is, if we just accept that we are loved, whether it's by other human beings, there are other places out there, dimensions, beings that we've been connected to. They love us so dearly. And God loves us unconditionally, in my opinion. So why do we have to continue to try to find somebody else to do that? Because we don't understand what love is. We don't. I don't believe. And so when you can finally accept who you are and love yourself for that in a healthy way, not in a conceited way, then it becomes easy. It becomes easy to let go of others, expectations of them. That's what holds us back. And fear that, oh no, I'm going to lose this person. Well, if you lose them, you lose them. We don't control anybody anyway. They will go on to other adventures once they pass on. So we don't have a leash that we can spread through the abyss. We can hang on to somebody. Hang on, wait for me when I get there. Maybe you will. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when you get to heaven, yeah, I think there will be places where we'll get back together with them. But ultimately, from a totally unconditional perspective, I think we're free to kind of go and do what we want, because how else can we learn? So a lot of you may disagree with that. That's fine. I'm not here to win popularity vote. I'm just telling you what I feel and know, what I've learned over the years. And it could be wrong, and I could change my mind tomorrow and find something better. But this is what I've known for many, many years. We have to let go of things. We have to let go of fear. And we also have to claim our own power. And by doing so, we can start to live a more balanced life. And what is the purpose of even doing that? I don't believe I can move forward in my... I want to become as an enlightened being as I can. Find out the answer to all things. I don't think you can be enlightened if you're not balanced. So that's what this is all about. And I struggle with a lot of this myself. And if there's something you want to share or comment, maybe you have struggles with that. Maybe you found a way to deal with it. I hope you let me know, because my door is always open. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.